From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, China's Supreme Court threatened harsh new penalties for anyone caught spreading the SARS virus. The official Xinhua News Agency reported that citizens caught violating quarantine orders face up to 7 years in prison. Those causing death or serious injury by deliberately spreading the virus could face life in prison or the death penalty. Health officials now say more than 5,100 people have contracted SARS in China. Of those, 271 have died. Some cases are turning up in a disturbing setting, the countryside. More than 60 cases have been found among farmers and migrant workers in the rural areas of Hebei Province, which surrounds Beijing. And that's of particular concern because the disease can be much harder to track, control, or treat in poor rural settings. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Beijing.
China has 100 million migrant workers, a mobile population that flows from city to village and back again. It's a perfect mechanism for carrying disease. Chinese authorities say the good news is only 4% of that floating workforce packed up and moved as a result of the SARS epidemic. The bad news is that 4% is 4 million people. At least a handful of them were infected with SARS when they returned to their family farmlands in the province of Hebei. One entire village there has been placed in quarantine, and dozens of other cases have been found throughout the countryside. Liu Jin, who is part of a government committee on rural SARS, said at a news conference, this situation is fortunately the exception for rural China.
However, the potential risks and transmission routes of SARS spreading into the countryside still exist, which we must attach great importance to.
The government of China says it has committed the equivalent of hundreds of millions of dollars to fighting SARS in rural areas. Some of that money is going to remodel hospitals and to equip them to treat SARS patients. Local governments have also been told to intercept migrant workers at roadblocks as they return home and put them in quarantine.
Such practice has played a positive role in preventing SARS spread in the countryside. However, there is a very clear requirement, that is, they will not impede the normal social and economic life. They will not obstruct the transportation on those main roads.
The largest slice of this new money, though, is earmarked to guarantee health care for rural SARS patients. That's necessary because rural health care in China has been privatized, so people who can't pay are turned away. China's leadership realized that would be a disaster in the case of SARS, so hospitals have been ordered to treat that one disease regardless of a patient's ability to pay, and then get reimbursed by the government. Again, official Liu Jin speaking through an interpreter.
The state has one clear principle, that is, we must not leave out one even suspected SARS patient due to financial reasons. Otherwise, people responsible will be held accountable to it.
On paper, the plan looks good. It's much harder to judge how it's working in practice. Pledges of money don't guarantee a well-trained and well-equipped medical workforce in the Chinese countryside. Joan Kaufman, director of the China AIDS Public Policy Program at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, says one of the biggest issues will be to prevent the disease from spreading inside rural hospitals, the way it spread in just about every other hospital where the virus appeared.
The concern there is that, you know, whether at the local level or even at the township level, they have the capacity to really do the infection control that's necessary. That's the major means of containing the SARS virus, is by proper infection control.
Providing respirators, gloves, and protective clothing, along with proper training, is an enormous challenge. And convincing patients who are sick to venture into the hospital is another. Kaufman, for one, has confidence that many rural health officials will at least give it a good try.
It's become such a political issue that local governments and government officials will have their careers judged by whether they, you know, do the right thing about the SARS epidemic and identify cases and have them properly treated. So it's hard to predict exactly what's going to happen, but I think the political will seems to be there.
And she says in a place like China, with political will, a lot can be accomplished. Richard Harris, NPR News, Beijing.